One in five New Yorkers have taken on the role of caregiver for a spouse, child, parent, relative, or a friend. The state's aging population is driving those numbers higher, and that comes with a cost. WXXI's Brian Sharp looks at the financial burdens facing caregivers and what's being done.
Lisa Larkins thought she was ahead of the game. She and her husband bought a ranch-style house in Greece with an in-law suite, and her parents, still active, agreed to move in. But soon after, her father's health began to fail. Hospital visits became routine. He died in early 2021.
And by May of 2021, my mom was in the hospital with congestive heart failure. Like, I'm still going through the grief of having lost my dad. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm losing my mother.
Her mom's diagnoses came in waves. Last year, it was colon cancer. She survived.
And then this year, we got the diagnosis of Alzheimer's.
All the while, Larkins has been learning to navigate what can seem a patchwork of services and programs, juggling the time demands of caring for a loved one while still taking time for herself and her husband, and figuring out how to pay for it all.
Then I got to a point where I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't know. I don't know where to turn. I need help. I don't know where to go.
Greg Olson is director for the New York State Office for the Aging and is helping lead a statewide team working to develop a so-called master plan for aging, with one of the goals being how best to support caregivers like Larkins. The reason is not just the well-being of New Yorkers. There's also an economic factor for caregivers and employers.
They're foregoing promotions. They're going from full-time to part-time in order to deal with the persons that they're caring for at home while they're at work. It costs well over $60 billion a year in lost productivity.
It's undercutting the earning potential and retirement savings of a generation that will, one day, need care themselves. And the impacts are disproportionate across the community. Data show Hispanic and Latino caregivers are more often younger. Black and African American caregivers are less often paid. LGBTQ caregivers are more likely to face poverty and a system that doesn't meet their needs. Those in rural areas face additional obstacles with limited access to services from health care to transportation to meal delivery.
We have spent a lot of money over the last 40 years as a nation investing in health care and long-term care clinically, but not in the community programs that address social determinants of health, not only in New York State, but across the country, need to do a much better job in diversifying and being able to get out into communities that are harder to serve.
Beth Finkel is state director of AARP New York and a caregiver herself. She describes caregivers as the backbone of the long-term care industry. Not only is in-home care the least expensive option, it's necessary, as there currently is just one nursing home bed for every 22 people of retirement age.
Caregivers really need support because they're out there on their own, and it's lonely work, it's challenging work, and it drains you. It drains you in so many ways.
She and others, Larkins included, point to the Office for the Aging and locally to Lifespan as good places for caregivers to start. For help navigating systems, figuring out prescription drug coverage, qualifying for Medicaid. For Larkins, that was the key to helping pay for in-home assistance, providing some relief when she had to work or had other commitments that took her away from her mother. She got approved for financial assistance through Rochester Regional and Strong, and she joined online support groups through a program called Truwalta. The web-based service is available in 32 states, including New York, and is proven to be popular among those caring for loved ones with dementia. A University of Florida study showed that those using the program reported increased confidence with skills learned and overall reduced burnout. For Larkins, it was being able to share challenges as they came and getting real-time feedback, tips, and guidance from others in similar situations.
Mom would not have been able to navigate any of this without my assistance. I don't know how anyone, I mean, I even went to my friends asking for assistance. Like, it's a very difficult path to go down. And when you're already emotional or sad or nervous, frustrated, it makes it 10 times worse.
But for the moment, it seems manageable. And Larkins would still tell you she is ahead of the game.
This is a blessing. I was blessed. Okay, let me back up. There are days I want to curse. However, I know I was blessed to have this time with them. And I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Brian Sharp, WXXI News.